Boys and girls, it's that time. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for...
And now, Spooner Media, 96.7 The Eagle, and The Morning Mayhem Show present Stump the Mayor. With today's question for the mayor of LaPorte, Tom Dermody, here's Joe.
All right, we've got Tom Dermody.
I love how Jeff goes, and now it's time.
Go ahead, sorry.
If you know Jeff, that's not him.
No, it's not, but he did a great job.
Yes, he did.
All right, the score is now 4-3.
Yes.
4-4 after this.
Yep.
I don't know. I had a little bird in person come in my ear a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
A week ago, prepping me.
Really? No.
It would have been like last Wednesday, I think.
Was it Barry? Did you tell Barry?
It wasn't Barry.
Okay. Yeah.
So really?
We'll see if we know it's not Nate. So.
Yeah, Nate. No, we know it's not Nate. All right. We did give you a hint. We were being nice.
About the fair.
It's about the fair. The fair didn't have a present home until it was at the high school. Remember where the high school is? I don't remember, but yes. The fair used to be there for a long time. That became its permanent home, and it was there for a long time. It was there for over 80 years, where the high school is now.
Oh, wow. Even I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, I knew it was at the high school, but not that long.
What year?
Nope. And I'm going to be nice. There's two answers
You're
on
always
this.
Nice.
Don't let him butter you up. Do not butter him up or let him butter you up. Get to the question, woman.
There were actually really three other places the fair was held at, besides the fairgrounds now, the high school, three other places. Just give me one of them, Tom.
Just one.
Just one out of three. I see how nice I am.
Where Boston Middle School is. Seriously?
Yeah.
Where were they?
Oh, I'll give him a second chance.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because you want to embarrass me because you know.
Yeah, every chance I get.
And I'm just.
And if you get it wrong, you get the poop emoji today.
Yeah.
That's your prize. Yes.
No, my little bird.
Because I have another poop emoji.
My little bird in my ear last week gets this because I was prepared for the answer, the dinosaur exhibit. What is something that's different this year that's not been there ever?
Mm-hmm. That's what
that was. Hey. I was.
That's right.
Okay, do I call out the person?
Yeah,
Mr.
Sure.
Dick Reel.
First of all, that was your first mistake. Oh. Okay,
Dick Reel, my man. I trust my man, and he comes through
when you see him, just ask him about wood, okay? Yep. And then you'll understand why you don't want to listen to Dick. Okay?
Yeah, ask him about wood. I know the wood story.
I will definitely ask. All right, so if it wasn't at the high school, which it was, you've already taken that away from me.
Here's how he twisted
it. It wasn't the fairgrounds because I was going to say the high school, and it's not at Boston Middle School. Boy, this has to be a long time ago.
Hence the name history.
How about in the area on the south side of town?
Wow, that, like, can you, like, be any more vague, Tom?
Well, that was the goal.
Loser.
Nothing in the Kessling area.
Nope.
Oh, all right, now I'm really intrigued, though.
At one time, So
you're done?
You concede?
I guess.
Phone, baby.
You want to phone a friend?
No mas. No, I'm calling no mas.
We need the Mexican music.
I know, yeah, I got rid
no
of it.
No kidding. 4-4. Yes, I will concede that. Gosh darn it.
Yes.
Boy, I'm going to take grief on this one because I bet everybody blows up my phone now going, what is wrong with you?
Where was it, Joe?
I love my
Name
job.
Him.
Okay. Another one location was Camp Colfax. It was there. And it was also at Patton's Grove where Park School was located.
Darn it.
Another location was on Ohio Street.
Really?
Really?
It was on Ohio Street that horse racing was first introduced, mainly because of the fact that on Ohio Street there was a family named Lime, who raised horses for racing purposes. And it was not until the county fair was held on the high school grounds that it had a permanent home for over 80 years and then moved to its present location.
So, Dick Reel, you're kind of out.
You're out.
I was licking my chops, ready to go. I thought I had this. So, wow. Yeah.
And Patton's Grove, I did not know that at Parks. See, I should save this as a question, but I'll. No. Park School was actually a park at one time where the where Bethany has their park now.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
That was an actual park in its day. And people would go there and picnic and carry on, and part of the fair was there. And that's why Park School was named Park School.
Oh.
Because it was an actual park.
Even though you took the high school away, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you had three.
Four and four. We're at 500 again.
Woo-hoo! All right, next week is fighting for first place.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to be on top again. 652. Let's talk about the city of LaPorte. How's things going there, Mayor?
Good. You know, we talked about 4th of July parade, all of that last week. So, you know, back to it. We're getting ready for Lake Fest. Also, you know, we posted yesterday where we've been focused. We started our administration with 701 Maple, helping clean up across from the YMCA. And about the last 4 weeks, we've been spending a lot of time, myself, the police department, code enforcement on Grove Street. And we have issues, and we've seen overdoses happen there, and it's just not acceptable. And so it's kind of a three-prong approach that if you're dealing, we're going to get you. Code enforcement, you know, we're going to clean it up. And third, for those people that have drug issues, that are committed to trying to get better, the police department is coordinating and providing options there to connect people to areas that can help them, whether inpatient or outpatient. I think inpatient is key, but we're not going to put those families that are fearful of what's happening in danger, and we owe it to them. We've got some nice investment coming. We'll get people the help that they want if they want it, but otherwise the hammer's falling on Grove Street. We are knocking even just this week, Sunday, Monday, and you know, we also need our landlords to start being held accountable again. Continue that. Who are you renting to? You know, actually do the work, and it's not all of them, but the ones that are struggling. You know, we're going to hold you accountable if you're not doing your work. And that's one of the things I talk about is, you know, do people really understand when they get in that business what they're getting into? I don't know if people see cash and they seem like an easy business. It's not. And, you know, we look like the bad guys sometimes because we're honoring the ordinances that are in place. But we said we're going to clean up LaPorte and we're just going to continue to do it. So it's not easy. And the things we've seen over the last couple of days, not fun. But you look at those young families that are trying to follow the rules of our community, trying to better their life. And that's what's motivating. And that's what makes us get up and drive every day because it's not easy.
Talk about the new business coming in, high-paying jobs. Congratulations. You said there was going to be big news last Tuesday, and you weren't joking. For those that missed it, tell us about that.
Patrick Industries, you know, I think they're $4-5 billion company, 100 locations throughout the nation, internationally, and we're just excited. They're very strong. Anybody that knows the manufactured housing, the RV industry, knows Patrick Industries is one of the top suppliers. And kind of that gold standard that we're trying to get to. And as they mentioned, you know, those jobs in the mid to high $20 range plus benefits. And we're just excited to have them come to the Thomas Rose Industrial Park where we said, if you build it, they will come. You know, we took a shot with that spec building and it's paying off. And if you haven't had a chance to drive out to the industrial park, take a look at the building, the size of that building. I was out there yesterday, amazing. And I'll tell you what, Bert Cook, our economic development director, has been unbelievable leading the charge to bring business here. And thank you to him because without him, it wouldn't have happened. But we also need to now start working on and focusing on bringing those employees and providing a workforce working with the schools, working with Ivy Tech, whoever, with the manufacturers, to have a prepared workforce so that when these jobs come, they can actually be filled and people will show up every day. And, you know, we need all these different trade talents, but when it gets down to it, pass a drug test, show up every day, and you can get a good paying job.
But, and I know, and you're touching on it, and that is getting people to actually work. I mean, let's face it, go through the, whether it be here in La Porte, Michigan City, South Bend, Valpo, whatever, everybody's looking for help, and you just can't have it. And I know of a couple of places that it's a hit and miss if they're going to be open or not. And some are limited hours. I mean, what can you do as far as the city's concerned?
Well, it's literally, and by the way, I just heard, I don't know what even national news, it was one of the standard news stations, like 2, 5, or 7 in Chicago, and they were just doing a story on that some restaurants were already asking for peace just to say, hey, please have some understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It's going to be slow because we can't get jobs filled. You know, what we can do, literally one at a time if we have to, but that's one less that might not be working that we can put to work, and we just have to do something, because if we don't do anything, we're going to be in a bigger issue, bigger problem, and there's a variety of issues, whether it's childcare, different things, but I know we all had to get our butts up, especially early on. Our parents made us, and
yep.
You got to show up every day. So, I mean, if people right now need help financially, need that support, we can put them to work. One of the people that have had some struggles, it's kind of neat, though, to see that had struggles over the last couple of years in our community. We kind of, a combination of different groups, Center Township, the city of La Porte, helping and connected him to a job, and he took a job. Now he's moving on to a higher paying job, and he's making strides. So the awesome. Those success
nice.
Stories
very nice.
Are there. Yeah. But for every one, there's a lot that aren't. So mm-hmm. If you need jobs, call City Hall. We can connect you to businesses. All you have to do is be prepared to work. So between the high school, Mark Francisconi and I met last week. He's committed, Ivy Tech. Everywhere we can turn, but again, when it gets down to it, you can have all these skills to show up every day.
Right,
yeah.
Right. All right, anything else this morning?
Hey,
we got to wrap it up.
Fair Week, 363-7293. And yes, you're welcome to walk by and share your elephant ear with me. When you see me, I'll tug a little piece, but thanks for all you're doing. Tom Dermody, City of La Porte Facebook page. We're coming out with more and more stuff regarding La Porte Lake Fest. Thank you to all of you. You'll be out there, yep. I think, Saturday night. We're excited.
You're going to be there,
talents.
Right?
Oh, I'm going to be there.
We're gonna
I'm sleeping out there.
I can say we're going to be at Stitch coming up on that Friday night when it opens up out there.
I can't
so
wait.
I will be there, and I want to talk to you that evening.
You're
okay.
in.
All right.
Especially if you bring an elephant here.
By the way, just before you get out of here, now, this Friday, Mark Schreiber's coming on Sound Off with Nate. So I'm going to ask him where we are on these signs.
I love it.
Okay, just saying.
I love it.
All right, Mayor Tom Dermody has been our guest. Thanks, Mayor. We appreciate it.
Who has lost again today?
4-4, baby. Yeah, yeah. We're happy about that.